Morning. Today we're here to witness the testimony and baptism of Julie Garcia. And when I heard about this, I thought of this passage in Acts that reminded me of Julie's eagerness to be baptized. That's Acts chapter 8, verse 34 to 38. The eunuch answered Philip and said, "Please tell me, of whom does this prophet speak, of himself or of someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning from this scripture, he preached Jesus to him. And they went along the road and came to some water. And the eunuch said, "Luke, look, water, what prevents me from being baptized?" And Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he ordered the chariot to stop. And they both went down into the water, Philip as well as the eunuch, and he baptized him. The Bible teaches us that the act of baptism isn't what saves us. And we've heard it every time someone comes up here to get baptized, that there's nothing special about this water. What's special is what happens to the person before they get baptized. Trusting in the finished work of Christ and what he did on the cross, his death, burial, and resurrection. That's the only thing that saves us. That doesn't mean that baptism isn't important. It's very important for a person who trusts in Jesus to want to obey the commands that Jesus. Baptism is a symbol letting the world, others know that the old person is going and being buried and there's a new person now living. So today, we get to see Julie want to obey this command.
Good morning. Today I'm going to share my testimony. I was Catholic practically my whole life. Growing up was hard for me because I always felt invisible around my family. After my brother was born, I was 8 years old. I held a grudge towards my brother for so long. When my dad left to Los Angeles, I thought it was for a couple of weeks, not for 2 years. I used to call crying and asking him to come home, but that never worked. When I found out he met someone else, that just made me think, what if he doesn't come home? I had a lot of frustration, and I took it out on my mom. And when my brother turned 3, I was still jealous of him so much that I didn't wish him a happy birthday, and I went to my room. All that frustration turned into so much anger, not only to my brother, but also to the people I love the most. I never knew I was hurting the people around me. My mom didn't know what to do, so she started taking me to therapy. But I didn't think I needed the help. We went until my mom didn't have any more money to take me. 7 months later, the gap between me and my mom got bigger and bigger, to the point where my mom really got mad because of my behavior. At that point, I gave up on everything. On the outside, I looked fine, but in the inside, I was gone. It felt like I no longer had a soul. My heart was stone. But the Lord wasn't going to give up on me so quickly. A couple months later, my mom met Wendy, who invited her to the other thing on Friday night. My mom went and she took me with her. As Bobby Campbell was preaching the Gospel of Mark, I had a lot of questions and they were all answered through the Bible, but none of it made sense because I had learned it a different way in the Catholic tradition. As I started hearing more, I wanted to learn more. During the summer, I started going to Lisa McDonald's house on Thursdays. I started learning even more things, a lot more in Awanas, and I started going to Sunday school. I know so much more than what I thought I knew from the Catholic tradition. On November 13, 2016, no longer was I lost and troubled because I had found the shepherd. It all started at Sunday school with Jeff and Prissy, who were my teachers. Jeff was talking about a timeline about how people can predict when you will be born, but only God knows when you will die. It was only me and Justin in class at the time. Jeff told me if I ever wanted to talk to him, he would be here. After class, I told Prissy I wanted to be saved. And Jeff said it was easy. All I had to do was talk to God, like if he was there. Knowing me, I practiced first and I was ready. I said it, and I felt happier when I finished. My words were, I'm sorry, God, for all the lies, the times I stole from my mom, for everything I've done. And thank you for giving up your life for me to pay the penalty of my sins. So you didn't have to, but you had mercy, and you weren't forced to. You did it out of love, and I want my name in the book of life so I can be with you in paradise. And I do believe in a son, and I will always believe in a son. Now I understand that I am a sinner. Thank you, God. Amen. I've changed a whole lot since then. Now I am grateful that God gave me a little brother so I can play with him or help him with his homework. I'm grateful God helped my relationship with my mom. Now we can have more conversations than arguments. I am grateful that God gave me a second chance. So I could be with him in paradise. And Luke 23:42-43 says, and Jesus said to him, assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Percy told me to read John, so I did. The verses that spoke out to me was John 3:19, the condemnation that the light has come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. And John 3:21, But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. I would like to thank everyone who guided me through the way, and I'm happy God never gave up on me.
Are you trusting in Jesus and Jesus alone for your salvation? Yeah. Based on your profession, I baptize you now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I just wanted to say something really encouraging, really quick. That Sunday, when I went to Sunday school, there's two kids in class. And I remember the first thought that came into my head was just discouragement, you know. But after that Sunday school class, I walked away. That was one of the best Sunday school classes we have, you know. I just want to encourage you that if you're in a Sunday school class, a small group, Awanas, don't be discouraged by the number of people that are in there. Be faithful to continue to share the gospel every single time. And God will make sure his word does not go out void. Let's pray. Dear God, I thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for your word that reminds us of what you've done for us. Thank you that Julia has trusted in you. And today she got the opportunity to just be a testimony to everyone here. And let everyone know that she's putting all her faith in you. Lord, we pray that we would continue to help her as she grows. And that together as a body that we would love you more and remind ourselves to continue to do the work that you've given us to do. Thank you again for your word. And as Kevin comes to preach your word, Lord, we pray that you would give us open hearts to hear. And that we would learn more about you. In your name we pray. Amen.